The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and welcome to Happy Hour, everyone. Dear Sangha, lovely to be with you. I'm happy already, just sitting in community, both the Zoom community, YouTube community, and the Sangha leader who will join us on Audio Dharma. So for today, the invitation is to consider that metta could be explored in so many different ways. Of course, the practice of metta, cultivating loving kindness, as many of you have witnessed, both with Happy Hour, so many different ways I explore it, I offer it in creative ways, as well as Diana offers it, and also different teachers. So there's so many different ways. There's not one way to practice metta. And sometimes creativity is a good thing, and sometimes being settled in just the continuity of breath, body, the utterances, the phrases might be helpful. So using our judgment, using our clarity, we can discern. Actually, the word I want to use isn't judgment, is discernment. I think that's a better word here, because judgment can be misconstrued as judgment and self-judgment, but discernment, using clear comprehension, sampajanya. Discernment, we can discern what is the appropriate way, perhaps for a given time, to which tool in the tool bag to use for both different practices and different practices of metta. So the particular practice that I want to highlight tonight is metta as non-doing. Interesting. What does she mean, metta as non-doing? How can non-doing be metta? It can be. So in the following way, so sometimes, and again, it really depends on our discernment, discerning what is appropriate. So think of times when you've been with a friend, perhaps, and maybe the friend has been upset or suffering, and all they want you to do is for you to listen. Just hold presence, listen. Just hold presence with patience, with metta, with care. Not to rush it, to give them advice, to make it better, to make it go away. Because sometimes that impulse to make it go away is actually our own fear of discomfort. Because when somebody else is uncomfortable, it can make us uncomfortable. So notice if that's the reason, like, okay, jumping to do something instead of first the non-doing, the metta of non-doing, the metta of holding space. Similarly for ourselves, there are times that maybe a challenge, a difficulty comes up in the body, in the mind, in the heart. Let's say it's a challenging emotion. And notice if the mind wants to whip up active metta, may you be well, may I be happy, may I be well, make it go away, make it all better. See if there is, if there might be sometimes this conflictual relationship, make it go away, this is not good, this is bad, this is, so there's so much doing, there's so much forcing. And I hear that's from so many practitioners, that they discover that after a while they've been practicing metta, that they've been perhaps doing jackhammer metta or hammer metta. It's like they're just hammering this difficulty away, like, okay. So it's good to be aware, to know with discernment what is appropriate. Sometimes it is appropriate to just be with what is. Give it space. Don't push it, force it away. The same way that if there's a little child crying, you don't say, okay, stop, stop. It's fine. It's stop. Stop crying. It's like, it's okay, sweetie. It's okay. You hold them. You hold them. It can't be rushed. You hold them. It's the metta that shows up with patience, with non-doing, with clear awareness, clear presence. So I said plenty. That's the frame for today's practice. So let's do some non-doing together. Let's non-do together. Let's begin. Landing. Releasing. In this body, in this breath. Nowhere to go, nothing to do in this moment. Opening up to awareness. Just holding presence, awareness, the sensations, this body, the breath, not doing the breath or the breathing. Relax. Let the breathing unfold on its own. The body knows how to breathe. Don't get in the way. As if you were thawing, as if your body was thawing. Ah. Awareness. Permeating through the body and the breath. Knowing, simply knowing. Whatever is arising in this moment. settling the breath with the body, awareness, expansively holding the entire body, the breath, whatever is pleasant, unpleasant, thoughts arising and passing. It can all be. Can all be. Awareness, patient, kind, expansive. If you find the mind is resting on thoughts, entangled in thoughts, that's okay. That's okay. Let whatever is arising, whatever thought, entanglement, sadness, memory, dukkha, whatever it might be, let it be clearly known with kindness. Oh, yes. Yes, this too is arising in this moment. And let it be held in kind awareness. Doesn't have to go away, doesn't have to be jackhammered away. Kind awareness can be soothing, expansive, just enough. Plenty. And you may come back to this realization. This kind awareness, rekindle it 100 times. It's okay. Do it every time smilingly. It's not a problem. It's the bare bones of this practice. It's okay. Give thanks every time you come back smilingly. Because after all, you never leave. It's just the metaphor. It's always here. Ready to be recognized, to be invoked. Let it be a non-doing, non-effortful invocation, recognition. It's just there. It's just here. Kindly, spaciously knowing. judgmental thoughts, doubting thoughts arise, I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe. Simply know this. Thought with kindness. Shine the light of kind awareness. Give it space. It's a lot of space for it to just be known. It's like this. See if this way of kind awareness practice, gentle, non-forced, can be nourishing to the heart and mind. Whatever is painful or difficult right now, it can hold it without pushing it away or falling into it. This non-doing metta could also be expressed with an inner smile, just holding knowing experience with goodwill of a smile, friendliness. You can also wear an outer smile to encourage an inner smile. as if you are sitting in a space, spacious kindness sphere. Everything, your body, your breath, thoughts, everything is held. This kind awareness all experience that is known in this moment is okay, held with metta. Doesn't need to be pushed away. Now turning the practice outward. Imagining you're with a friend, maybe someone from this Sangha. They want you to just be present, hold present, just listen with kindness, with care. This moment, it's not for you to fix it. And just hold presence with metta, with care, with goodwill, with patience. Maybe you're breathing metta with every breath for them. Maybe you say the phrases for them. It's your choice. See what feels right. You're invited to invite more friends, more dear beings in your circle of metta, holding presence. And for the last minutes of this practice period, see if you can open up a sense of holding presence with metta, with care, with knowing, with awareness, not turning away. For the world. And notice if this feels similar in some ways to the practice of equanimity for you, or different. If it gets too heady, you can drop that comparison. Just open it up for all beings. May all beings everywhere be safe. May they be well. May they have ease. Thank you for this practice, for your practice. So, the way of practicing is metta, is holding presence, non-doing. It can be very healing and soothing. It can also for some, for many different times, can also be not having enough of an anchor, not having the phrases as an anchor, not having the other being so much as an anchor. So So mind can wander a little more, but it's okay. It's all held. It's all okay. It's all okay. So it's just a different way of practicing. So if your experience was that, oh yeah, the mind was a little more distracted, and that's okay. That's a part of this way of practicing. It comes with this more open, spacious awareness way of being. So we have time for reflections, questions, comments, complaints. It's all okay. It's all welcome. Smiling at all. Everything is welcome. So you're welcome to raise your Zoom hand if you like, or if it's typed in chat, if it's only to me, I'll only read your reflection. And if it's typed to everyone, then I'll read your name also. So, and also please know that when you offer your reflection, what you discovered or the question, what was challenging, it's of benefit. It's your offering to serve others, to other practitioners, not from place of ego. Hey, here, see my practice. It's not that. It's like, hell, here, I offer this to the altar of this community. May it be of service to others, what I discovered or what was challenging for me. Reflections coming on YouTube. Appreciation. Thank you all. And gratitude for this peace-filled embracing practice. Thank you, Richard. Yeah. Any more reflections, questions about this practice before we turn to our group practice? Oh, Deborah says, I think this is the best I've felt all day. Oh, the power of your practice, the power of metta. It's lovely. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, as I read your reflection and as I tune in, like, oh yeah. Me too. I feel calm and happy and restored. I had a really, really full, busy day. And now it's, oh, yes. Ah, smiling. Sarah says, I felt like I could slow everything down, which was very calming. Oh, lovely. Nice. Practicing your superpowers. Nicholas, I missed Nicholas, felt a sense of generosity, giving each experience the gift of being known. Beautiful. Love that. Sense of generosity, giving each experience the gift of being known. Beautiful. Oh, I'm so inspired by all of your practice, everyone, all your reflections, those who are sharing and those who are not sharing, and just hanging in here with however it was, ups and downs of it. One more reflection. I felt like I could let go of the effort of preventing my heart from being hurt. What an insight. The effort of preventing your heart from being hurt. Yeah, so much effort. And metta can be so calming, soothing, effortless, beautiful. Another reflection, very calming. Yeah, metta has this kind of impact, right? Just calming, soothing, nourishing. Nice. And you're quiet. I haven't seen any Zoom hands for speaking. Of course, you're welcome to. And if not, that's okay. And Susan, it's nice to sit with you also tonight, joining on YouTube. Lovely. All right, we have Neil, please. Whoops. Yes, there you go.
So I found this to be very soothing. All right, I know you weren't here last night, but Dawn did something on loving interest, which, you know, this seemed to dovetail with that, you know, just wonderfully. It's sort of, you know, I found, you know, really on both nights, just, you know, just to, you know, just to be able to sit there and watch what was happening and, you know, be okay with it. You know, at one point in time, I'm like, oh yeah, that's aversion. You know, and I was just like, you know, I don't aversing or whatever the ing form of that is, you know, and I just, you know, it was not really an experience I can recall having had before. You know, it was, it was very soothing and lovely. And yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Beautiful. And thank you so much for sharing that insight in particular, this new experience of, oh, aversion is here. Oh, yes, for aversion to be known instead of more aversion on top of aversion. Yay! What an opening. What an opening. Thank you for sharing that. Beautiful. Yeah. Deborah, please.
Hi. I haven't done a lot of loving kindness meditation, or at least for a long time. And so tonight I was really present to how the giving is also receiving, and how I was just sort of, I don't know, delighted might be too strong. It's not exactly what I was, but anyway, I was somewhat delighted at just thinking of all these people as I went through. And some of them, especially with COVID, you know, some of them I haven't talked with or seen. And the gift of it, not just the soothing. It was very soothing and very calming, as I said earlier. And I feel really, you know, wonderful now. But there was this gift of
giving and receiving.
The heart kept opening.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Even the difficult people. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thanks so much for sharing that, Deborah. Metta is a gift of giving and receiving. I'm so grateful that you verbalized that, brought that into the space. It is. It feels like, oh, we're giving, but it's not a giving. It's a giving, receiving. It's a non-doing giving and receiving in a way. It can enter another space. Lovely. Thank you. And Claire, we'll make this the last quick reflection before we go into groups, please.
Sorry, I actually texted you or chatted with you, but that's okay. I was just commenting. I'm having some health issues, and the calm and the peacefulness of this was absolutely perfect for soothing my body and letting it rest. It's a perfect medicine. So,
thanks for sharing that. Yeah, I'm delighted to hear that. Yeah, me too. It's So happy to hear that. Thank you, Claire. Ah, maybe getting thumbs up on that too. That's beautiful. So, dear ones, let's turn to hold space, hold non-doing, metta-filled, aware space for each other in small groups. So small groups of roughly size 3, and we'll start with 15 seconds of silent metta. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And let's see what arises as you hold space for yourselves and each other. The rooms are created. Here we go. Welcome back, everyone. We've got a couple of minutes for any reflections. observations that might have arisen from practicing in small groups, small sangha together. So don't be shy. You can raise your hand or type in chat. Especially if you haven't spoken or shared, or if you're new, would love to hear from you. Was it helpful to discuss with others? Jerry, I do see your hand. I usually don't, but let's see if I can. Okay. There. Can unmute yourself?
There I go. So we were at the end of the small group talking about how we're getting increasingly very attached to this Sangha and very nurtured. And I look forward each night to going online. For my sake, it was just before 10 here in the East Coast. So it's a nice way to go to bed. And for those who are just beginning their evening, a nice way to set the evening away from work. So that was the comment.
Aw, thanks for sharing that, Jerry. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, the experience for you and people in your group. And I feel the same. The Sangha is such a gift. It's such a gift, really. It's a gift we give and we receive. As Deborah was talking earlier about the gift of metta, giving and receiving, this Sangha, I feel the same. Our participation is a gift to others, is a gift to ourselves. We give and we receive. Myself included. So with that beautiful note, thank you, Jerry. I thank you all for your practice, for your wholehearted practice and showing up for yourself, for one another. May all beings, including ourselves, be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you all.